There was a Spanish merchant, except that he was French. Nothing to sell except the smell of his own stench. Thick with sweat and cigarette, his clothing it was drenched. He bottled this perfume, 'twas enough to make you spench. The story of this merchant, the truth to you I'll tell. He lived his life in Lisbon, but in London he did dwell. He met a fair young maiden who had no sense of smell. The day that she turned 81, he married Isabel. Izzy was a Swedish girl, dark eyes and long black hair. Everywhere that Izzy went, the merchant followed there. They peddled his perfume, although repeated sales were rare. Their house it had no cupboard, and the cupboard it was bare. They had a lovely daughter, except she was a man. Izzy called her Harry for to match her face and hands. But the Spanish merchant, he had a master plan to sell his smelly perfume, and so he named her Anne. Sweet Annie died at birth, but soon her illness came and went. She grew up tall and handsome, but she had her father's scent. No matter how sweet Annie tried, she could not find a gent. She checked into a nunnery, which had a room for rent. Of all the convent flowers, sweet Annie was the rose. Long and tall and prickly and scented to the nose. A painter's sister, Mary Ellen, asked if Anne would pose. She fell into her canvas when Annie dropped her clothes. The nuns were in a frenzy, they gathered one by one. They could scarce believe their eyes or nostrils, either one. They called up Isabel and said, "Your daughter is a son." Izzy said, "Oh, Izzy, yes he is," replied the nun. The sisters gathered round, they were under Annie's spell. "Time has come, sweet Annie," said, "for me to say farewell. But so you won't forget me, I offer for to sell a flask of Spanish perfume to remind you of my smell." Their eyes began to water out of sadness, I suppose. The flask of Spanish perfume they rapidly did close. They paid sweet Annie dearly to take her scent and go. So it might linger always in their hearts, if not their nose. Sweet Annie toured the nunneries for fortune and for fame. One day they caught her smoking. "Eureka!" the nun exclaimed. Sister grabbed the flask of Spanish perfume and she aimed. The perfume, it exploded. The convent burst in flame. Sweet Annie perished in the fire, her smoke killed all the rest. They bottled up her ashes and buried them out west. Here lies sweet Anne of Limburg, her tombstone did attest. Her odor reached high heaven, may her soul be likewise blessed. The moral of this story, the moral of this tale, the reason I have told it, and told it rather well. A man should never tell a lie when there's a truth to tell. No nun should ever use perfume to cover up a smell. Da 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 da. Na.